The U.S. administration yesterday vetoed a U.N. resolution condemning Jerusalem being the capital of Israel and Palestine. The veto comes with political, economic and religious implications to the world. An international relations expert, Dr. Rashid Pelpool, whom Radio Ghana spoke to, says the challenge the world is facing today is how to effectively address the Israeli-Palestinian situation. He said the veto will certainly divide Africa because some African countries...
For America to come out strongly to say Jerusalem is the undivided capital of Israel has posed a greater challenge to the world than we ever will imagine in our march towards solving the problem of the state of Palestine and the state of Israel. The complication that has arisen now is that United Nations decided that they were going to address the problem by a resolution. And then it was sponsored at the United Nations, and the 50-member Security Council members voted on it. All the 15 member states, except one, the United States, voted against it. And that means a negative vote, and a negative vote being a veto. And by the arrangement of the United Nations, if one of the so-called superpowers vote against any idea, any issue that is brought before the United Nations, it means that that issue will no longer progress beyond where it started. So the United Nations wanted to vote to condemn the American decision and to ask the United States to reverse their decision. It came to the United Nations that the United States voted against it, meaning that they were unable to reverse the decision taken by the United States under the presidency of Donald Trump. So it has created a wedge between the world and America on one side, you know, America standing with Israel on the other side.
Dr. Rashid Pelpool is an international relations expert.